if you've ever felt that traditional, reliable path to long-term wealth, which is, you know, property ownership, is just completely out of reach, then this deep dive is for you. We're all told real estate is this cornerstone of building wealth, but the reality for most people is that the entry requirements are just, well, insurmountable. We're talking huge capital, complex legal stuff, and it's a nightmare if you ever want to sell.
It's the classic investor paradox, isn't it?
Yeah.
The asset is stable, but the process is anything but. You've got these huge walls of capital. And even for experienced investors, trying to scale across different markets is hard.
And liquidity.
And the agonizing lack of liquidity.
Yeah.
Trying to sell a multi-million-dollar asset quickly is, well, it's basically impossible. And this is exactly why the digital shift we're seeing with models like Gamma Assets is so important.
Exactly. And our mission today is simple. You've shared your sources on Gamma Assets. You want to get up to speed fast. So we're going to extract the essential facts. How does this new digital model actually work? What do you really own when you buy these tokens? And, you know, the big question, how does it all stack up against just buying a building the old-fashioned way?
Right. And the information we've synthesized points to tokenization being a genuine structural change. The best way to think about it is, you're taking that massive, illiquid, real-world asset, the property, and you're slicing into smaller, more flexible digital pieces.
Okay.
It doesn't get rid of the underlying legal structures, but it completely rewrites how investors like you or me can actually access the value.
So we're not tearing down the legal house. We're just installing a new digital front door with a bunch of tiny keys.
Precisely. That's a great way to put it. It's opening the asset class up to a global audience with much, much lower hurdles to get in.
Okay, so let's unpack this. Let's start with that foundational problem they're trying to solve. What's the high-level view? Gamma Assets versus traditional ownership.
Well, the biggest, most obvious difference is just the starting line. Capital.
Right.
In traditional ownership, whether you're buying a small house or a commercial building, the entry cost is just immense. Down payments, closing costs, fees. You need a huge amount of upfront cash, which immediately limits who can even play.
And that's where these fractional token units from Gamma Assets feel, I mean, almost revolutionary. They break the asset value down into tiny pieces, so they fundamentally lower that barrier to entry. Instead of needing hundreds of thousands, you can maybe start with a few hundred.
It's a total shift from just institutional money to something actually accessible.
Yeah.
But the shift isn't only financial, it's operational. And this is a big one. When you buy a traditional investment property, you are basically buying a second job.
Oh, absolutely.
You're on the hook for maintenance, tenants, administration, legal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The whole operational burden is on you.
That time commitment is so often overlooked. You might have the money, but do you have the time to deal with a burst pipe at midnight in a city you don't even live in?
Exactly. With the tokenized model, that whole headache, the operational management, is handled through the platform. You're buying into a passive income stream, not, you know, a second career as a landlord.
Which is key because that directly connects to the whole idea of geographic accessibility.
It really does. A traditional owner is almost always stuck in markets they can physically get to or at least manage closely. Tokenization just, it blows those borders away.
So suddenly you could be sitting at your desk and get exposure to a prime commercial building in, say, Berlin or a housing portfolio in Singapore without needing any physical presence there.
A kind of reach that was previously only for, you know, the max of institutional funds.
Right. And that brings us right back to diversification. If all your capital is tied up in one property, in one neighborhood, your risk is just incredibly concentrated.
A local downturn, a bad tenant.
Are you sure?
It could sink your entire investment.
But because these token units are smaller, the Gamma Assets model makes it way easier to spread that same amount of capital across, I don't know, five different properties in five different cities.
Achieving real portfolio diversification, something that's just a fantasy for most individual investors in the traditional space.
Yeah.
What's really interesting, though, is that the sources are careful. They don't say one is better. It really depends entirely on you, the investor. If you have the capital and you want that direct control, maybe traditional is for you. But if you want access and passive exposure,
then tokenization is the obvious structural solution. Okay,
right.
That makes sense. But that operational simplicity raises a huge question about the complexity behind the scenes. if I don't buy the whole building, what am I actually buying? This is where that layered approach you mentioned comes in. We have to dig into the structure.
We absolutely do. It's crucial. So let's start at the bottom with the physical layer.
Yeah.
The first thing to get is that the physical building itself is not fragmented.
Yeah.
You're not buying a square meter of the lobby.
Okay, so you're not digitally sawing the building into pieces.
Not at all. The property remains whole, legally anchored in all the established property frameworks, you know, in its local jurisdiction. The deed is still a deed.
Right, so the land registry still has a single owner on file. But then right above that is the legal layer, the SPV, the special purpose vehicle. Why is this separate legal thing so vital?
The SPV is basically a small, custom-built company,
mm-hmm.
a legal entity created for one reason and one reason only, to own and manage that specific property.
And what does that do?
It does two incredibly important things. First, it isolates the asset. By putting the property inside this SPV, its financial performance and its risks are completely separate from every other asset on the Gamma Assets platform.
And I guess more importantly for the investor, it protects their interest, right? If the platform itself, Gamma Assets, were to get into financial trouble.
Exactly. The SPV legally walls off the physical property. So the building itself isn't immediately on the hook to the platform's creditors. It protects the economic interest of you, the token holder.
So that risk separation is the whole point.
It is. The SPV provides this solid, traditional legal box around the property, keeping it stable while we do all this fancy digital stuff on top.
And that's the third layer, the digital layer, the tokens. This is where it gets interesting. So you're not buying a piece of the building. You're buying tokens that represent
right.
fractional participation.
Fractional participation in the economic performance of that SPV. That distinction, economic participation versus legal title, is absolutely everything.
Explain that a bit more.
Think of it like a public company. If you buy a share of Apple stock, you have an economic interest in Apple's performance. Right? It's profits, it's value.
Sure.
But you don't own the deed to the Apple store down the street. The token works the same way. It gives you exposure to the income and the value changes of the SPV, but not direct ownership of the physical brick and mortar.
That's a really good analogy. And all of this is managed on the platform with smart contracts and things like that to track ownership and automate payouts.
Exactly. It reduces all that administrative friction. But it's key to remember the legal agreements are still what govern your rights. The tech just executes them efficiently.
So you get this balance. Digital efficiency for the investor, but legal stability for the underlying asset.
Yes, that's the goal. Which leads us straight to the next big question. What does that fractional participation actually get you?
Right. The legal separation sounds good, but if you don't hold the deed, what rights do you actually have? This is where you have to read the fine print, because these rights are contractual. They're not just implied.
The core right is what's called ownership interest, which is just a defined fraction of the economic interest tied to that property. So your exposure is directly proportional to how many tokens you hold.
And the most tangible right, I assume, is income rights.
Correct. The documents give you a contractual entitlement to a share of the net rental income. After the SPV collects rent and pays all the bills, operating costs, fees, etc., your slice of the profit is secured and distributed automatically.
And then there's the value of the property itself.
Yep, capital value alignment. The token's value is essentially a digital barometer for the property's performance. If a new valuation says the property is worth more, the token's value should, in theory, go up too. And of course, the reverse is also true.
Okay, now for the reality check. The critical restrictions. We have to be crystal clear on this. Tokens are not a direct property deed.
Cannot say this enough. Legal ownership rests only with the SPV. You do not hold direct legal title, which means you have no direct say in how the property is managed.
And just as important, there are no guaranteed returns.
None. This is a property investment. Income depends on having paying tenants, and capital growth depends on the market. It can go down.
So if a tenant stops paying, who handles the eviction? Do I get a vote?
That's the trade-off.
Yeah.
Because you only own an economic interest, the SPV handles all of that. They choose the property manager, they start legal proceedings. Your interest is protected by their mandate to maximize performance, but you give up direct control over the how.
That feels like a massive difference from traditional ownership, where you're the one deciding everything. You're putting a lot of trust in the platform's governance model.
You are. Your transparency comes from digital reports and asset updates. And your liquidity, your ability to sell, depends entirely on the platform's rules and whether there's a secondary market for those specific tokens. You can't just call a real estate agent.
Which brings us to our final segment. Let's really drill down on the practical implications here. Transaction mechanics and investor control.
Let's start with transaction speed.
Yeah.
In the traditional world, even a simple sale is slow. You've got banks, escrow, title searches, registries. It can take weeks, even months.
It's glacial, which is why the digital side of tokenization is such a huge selling point. The transfer of token ownership can happen, what, in minutes? Hours?
Potentially, yes. Assuming the platform is running smoothly. But the exit strategy is where the difference is really stark. To sell a traditional property, you need to find one buyer for the whole thing.
And go through that whole painful legal process again.
Right. With tokens, liquidity might be faster, but it's totally dependent on the platform's secondary market. If that market is active, great. If it's slow or niche, you can still be holding a very illiquid asset, even if the tech is fast. That's a real risk.
And what about the income side?
It just highlights the simplicity. Well, traditional owners get the rent, sure, but then they have to manage all the expenses, taxes, reserves themselves. With Gamma assets, your proportional share of the net income is calculated and sent to you. It's streamlined.
So what's the so what here? What does this all mean for you, the person listening?
I mean, it's the unavoidable trade-off. Traditional ownership gives you total legal control and autonomy. You're the boss. But that comes with a huge price tag and capital involvement. You're also the chief problem solver.
Whereas with Gamma Assets' tokenized model, you sacrifice that direct control. You don't get to pick the paint color.
Right. And in exchange, you get simplified exposure, fractional ownership, and access to diversification you could never get otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
The choice just comes down to your own goals. Do you want to be a hands-on landlord or a passive shareholder?
So, to recap our deep dive, tokenization, at least in this model, is a structured digital layer on top of traditional law. It offers you a contractual economic interest, a slice of the performance. This whole thing works because the actual building is legally protected inside a special purpose vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
It lets you participate in property, income, and appreciation without the massive capital and the day-to-day headaches of being a landlord.
It creates a clear link between the real-world asset and its digital token.
Mm.
But it requires you to do your homework. You have to read the documents to understand the exact rights you're buying, especially since you are giving up that direct legal title.
Which leads us to our final provocative thought for you to consider. Given that your financial outcome is completely tied to the underlying property's performance, but your legal title is deliberately separated from your economic interest, how does the platform's integrity, their process for selecting assets, for valuing them, for defining your rights, how does that become the single most critical point of due diligence? When you don't own the deed, what is the real risk factor? Is it the property market or is it the governance model? Something to think about.